Today, in the second Sunday of Advent, in our Gospel, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 12, we hear of John the Baptist telling us how to prepare the way of the Lord. Preparing the way of the Lord by repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And good fruits. By your fruits, we will know that you have experienced repentance. You see, true conversion comes from true repentance. True conversion comes from true repentance. But what is the fruits of true conversion? The fruits of true conversion is faithfulness to God that produces good fruit that are also faithful to God. That's when you know that you have experienced really real repentance. All of us is asked to experience that kind of mercy and love of God. That when we experience it, we honor God by living a good life, living an honorable life. There was a guy who in his early age was exposed to street crimes. An early age, made bad decisions, bad actions, and was convicted for many years in prison. After many years in prison, finally, in God's grace, the first thing that the guy did was to go to confession. Went to confession, hearts full of sorrow, heart full of true repentance. And in that confession, he received the absolution saying, "Your sins are forgiven." Isn't that in John chapter 8, verse 10, when the woman was caught in adultery and nobody dreaded or tried to stone her? Because Jesus said, "He who has no sin, cast the first stone." And one by one, starting from the elders, they left the woman who was caught in adultery. And Jesus' words are the same words, I think, that guy who was in prison for so many years heard. "Go. Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." That moment, that guy experienced true repentance. Good fruits. We say that through real conversion results into faithfulness to God. Faithfulness to God that produces good fruits. Good fruits that are also faithful to God. Okay? Those are specific requirements. Not only fruits that will be, that will be following God, but fruits that will be faithful also to God. A woman was mulching, weeding his flower trees, and pruning her plants. And an old lady passed and said, "How magnificent those flowers. Aren't they?" And the woman who was pruning and cultivating her plants said, only when they are blooming. How many of us have that kind of attitude in our families, in our work, even in our church, that we don't recognize something good? We don't acknowledge even the small toils unless it is blooming. Remember this. We need to toil. We need to, a plant needs to be mulched, weeded, pruned, cultivated in order to bloom and produce flowers, seeds, and fruits. Brothers and sisters, our gospel today in the second Sunday of Advent reminds us, prepare the way of the Lord. How do we prepare the way of the Lord? John the Baptist has a simple formula. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But he's asking for true repentance, a change of heart and of mind, a metanoia, real repentance, and also good fruit. Work not only that you will bear fruit. Work that you will bear, we will bear faithful fruits to God. Faithful fruits to God that will also start and spread the good news of God's kingdom. Telling them also to prepare the way of the Lord in their hearts.